I saw a short video a couple weeks ago that was put on YouTube by the Knights of Columbus, and it was showing how they were building emergency tents along the border between Poland and Ukraine. And these tents were heated 24 hours a day so that the refugees, you know, as they were fleeing and, you know, they were experiencing freezing cold, and so they could come to these tents and they were heated 24 hours a day so they could have a warm place to stay once they crossed the border. And they had volunteers there, they had doctors, they had medical supplies, they had food for them, diapers and blankets, and they had a chapel set up where they could pray as they were on their journey. And I think it's quite a contrast to think about what they were fleeing from. You know, they were fleeing from, this terrible situation where there were columns of tanks, you know, bearing down on their cities. Artillery was raining down from the skies. Many of their homes had been destroyed. Many of them saw their loved ones or people, friends, people that they knew killed. And yet, when they came across the border, they found Christian Charity. And it's such an incredible contrast between the two situations. A woman that they interviewed from Kherson said, "To be honest, we didn't expect such a warm reception. Thank you so much." You know, you can imagine that these refugees, they knew what they were fleeing from, but they had no idea what they would be met with once they got to the border. You know, they didn't know whether they'd be rejected or allowed to pass over. They didn't know how they'd be received. You know, the Knights of Columbus called these tents mercy huts because they said that they were meant to show what God's mercy looks like. And if we want to understand what mercy is as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, you know, the definition of mercy is the form of God's love that it takes in our broken world. It's God pouring out his healing power upon broken humanity. But if we want to know what that really looks like, you know, imagine these mercy huts, where these refugees who are in such terrible distress and facing terrible situations experience love and compassion. You know, the Knights raised over $13 million to aid these refugees, and there's other Catholic groups like Aid to the Church in Need that are doing very similar work. They're doing great work. And we should be honored to be part of the church whose mission is to reveal God's mercy to the world. That's what the church is about. To make God's mercy present in our world. And when we see such darkness and such evil in our world, it should make our commitment all the stronger to be faithful members of the church. You know, we can either choose to be part of the darkness and part of sin and part of evil, or we can make a choice to be part of mercy and to unite ourselves to the church and to the church's mission. And so this, should make our commitment to the church even stronger. As I was thinking about this contrast between the light and the darkness that these refugees were facing, I was also thinking about the greater struggle facing the entire human race and all of us. The entire human race is in bondage to someone far worse than Putin and his army. The entire human race is in bondage to Satan, the prince of darkness. That's what it means when the church says that we're born in a state of original sin. We're born under the dominion of Satan. And everyone who sins is a slave to sin, as St. Paul tells us. And when we think about who Satan is, you know, he despises God. And because we're created in the image of God, he despises each and every one of us. He has a hatred for us because we're created by God in his image. And he wants nothing more than to lash out in anger and hatred against us and to torture us for all eternity. And it's never going to bring him any relief. It's never going to bring him any satisfaction. And yet he will continue to do it because he's a slave to his own bitterness. And when we think about ourselves and the human race, you know, everyone who sins is under bondage to him. And so Jesus Christ came to rescue us from that. He came to rescue us and to deliver us from bondage to Satan and from the kingdom of darkness and to free us from that. And so he wants not just to give us physical healing, but he wants to free us from evil. He wants to heal our souls. And when we think about the church is God's mercy hut. It's the place where God, where Jesus Christ has established that we come to experience his compassion. You know, through the waters of baptism, we're freed from sin, we're redeemed, and we're taken away from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You know, just as they had doctors in the mercy huts, the confessional is Jesus Christ, where we come to him as the divine physician to receive healing. The Eucharist is the food that he nourishes us with. The mercy of Jesus Christ that he shows us through the church is beyond our comprehension. We can't even fathom it. But it's important that we reflect upon it and come to a deeper and a deeper understanding of how important that mercy is and how dependent we are upon it. Today, on Divine Mercy Sunday, our Lord promises in a special way to open wide the doors of mercy. And so the church offers a plenary indulgence for those who participate in the Divine Mercy devotions and fulfill the usual requirements for an indulgence. But Christ also makes an additional promise. He promises that everyone who goes to confession, either on Divine Mercy Sunday or in the time leading up to it, so if you went to confession at some point during Lent, and then come and receive the Eucharist in a state of grace on Divine Mercy Sunday, he promises that he will remove all punishment due to sin. That's an incredible grace. And so on our part, it's important that we honor the mercy of Jesus Christ. And there's different ways that we can do that. One way that our Lord tells us that we can honor his mercy is the 3 o'clock hour. 3 p.m. is the moment at which Jesus died on the cross. And so if we have the opportunity at 3 p.m. to say the Divine Mercy Chaplet, or if not, you know, if we're at work at 3 p.m., to just when that time comes each day, to lift up our hearts and our souls and say a quick prayer in our head, honoring the mercy of Jesus Christ at 3 p.m. Another way that our Lord gives us to honor divine mercy is through the image. And St. Faustina, who Christ appeared to, was disappointed with the painting because it didn't look as beautiful as Christ did when he appeared to her in person. And Christ said to her, "Don't worry about that, because it's not in the paint strokes that the power of this image lies. It's in the mercy of God that it reveals." And so as we look at this image, it shows a dark background. The background is black. That's to reflect the darkness within our world and within our own lives. And Jesus Christ comes to us in that darkness, and he's stepping towards us in the image with his radiant rays of light that are coming from his heart, which the white light symbolizes the grace of baptism, the red symbolizes his blood and the power of the forgiveness and the graces in his blood, which we receive in the Eucharist. And so I encourage each one of us on this Divine Mercy Sunday, first of all, to recognize our own brokenness and the darkness within our own lives and our own bondage to darkness and those areas where we need healing. And then come to our Lord with great trust, knowing that he desires to heal us. He desires to pour out his mercy upon us, especially today as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday.